The Cyclone at Coney Island, King Ka at Great Adventure, Goliath at my home park of Great America, and of course, life. Life is a roller coaster. But how do you take a cliche that we've heard in way too many TED Talks and take it to heart? For one, we all value the climb, to be on top of the world. The fall is the part that many of us dread and fear, the part that brings the funnel cake right back up. Yet some of us like the drop and the thrill, though. However, there's a contrast between life and a roller coaster. In life, we don't have harnesses protecting us. There's no safety net to keep us from getting hurt after we fail. In life, the climb back up isn't always that easy. My roller coaster begins as I joined BBYO. Like many of you, I was hooked in by the past leaders who recruited me and made me feel like I belong in AZA. I started my climb as I served as Shliach for a year, made varsity water polo, and kept climbing like nothing was stopping me. Then came May 20th of last year. My high school water polo team, the Steams and Patriots, was in the state final against our rival, New Trier. We were confident, having been ranked number one in state that whole season. The championship game came, but we lost. I was in shock. It hurt, but I had to bury that loss within, because the next day, I was running for Gadol, president of my chapter, Omates AZA. The morning of elections came. My speech went great, but once again, I lost. I was no longer ascending, going 0-2 in the span of 12 hours. Instead, I was in full free fall. At that point, I lost it. Going over to the bathroom, I let it all out. It hurt. The accumulation of loss from the championship game and now the election, it hurt. So much time and effort just to come up a few goals short. And what I found out later, one vote short. I felt like I was a failure, like I was a loser, like I had nothing. And though I knew that wasn't entirely true at the time, I was at the bottom of the roller coaster nonetheless. Later that day, at the regional end-of-year banquet, though only my parents knew it at the time, I would be winning Shliach of the Year. Having suffered two gut-wrenching blows diminishing my confidence, I whispered to my dad, "Here comes another loss." Failure makes one doubt your ability to win again. But I should have been using my dad, a pillar of strength in my life, as the chain to help lift me back up, rather than using him as a plus one to my pity party. Our teenage years go by quickly, and like it or not, there is little time to dwell on your failure. My water polo coach knew that after the state finals loss when he sent the team an excerpt from a book called The Right Call, which told us that only if we assess our failures candidly and with intention do victories become accessible in the future because we gain that self-understanding. Reflection is vital to success. But by wallowing in your failures and dwelling on the past, you are embodying that failure. You're not making it something unfortunate that happened to you, but rather a representation of who you are. Like my coach always says, when you have one foot in the past and one foot in the present or in the future, you're pissing all over the present. So, when we do fail, there are a couple of ways you respond. We can A, have a fixed mindset and settle for failure, merely giving up. Or B, we can have a growth mindset, reflect on how to make improvements to overcome failure. Choose to keep climbing, because failure is not final. Let failure shape you, not define you. Encounter failure head on and work to overcome it. Keep it as a badge of honor that you use as a catalyst to motivate you and your efforts to succeed in the future. Take real steps to improve and to grow. Take risks. That is how we let failure shape us, and that is where I chose to climb again. So after I lost Gadol, I slid down to and won Sagan. And in that term, I earned almost $3,000 in grants for my chapter. We went to a Cubs game, diversified our programming, and most importantly, I was proud to say that I grew closer with each individual in Omates. My Sagan term proved that success and failure are not black and white. Just because I lost Gadol didn't mean I couldn't accomplish great things as Sagan. My Sagan term proved to myself and to my chapter that I am a leader. I did the most with the cards I had, being resilient as I climbed again. That was my success. So, last December, when elections came around again, I was ready to run for Gadol. And this time I won. Winning that election made the climb worth it, but the climb doesn't stop. I will not just settle because I have achieved what I set out for, because this time, I'm not trying to prove that I'd be a good Gadol for Omates. I'm working to show that I am a great Gadol for Omates. I've been trying to do that so far, making sure every voice is heard in my chapter, setting out program suggestion forms, offering general members leadership positions. After all, I owe it to my chapter, because in the end, their vote was that final push that got me to the top. As for water polo, high school season starts next week, and I am confident in myself and my team because of the work that we put in this offseason, motivated by our quest for redemption, to take back the title of state champions. I own my failure, but more importantly, I own the successes that came as a result from the motivation I gained after I failed. I learned that success and failure cannot be defined by merely one event, but rather success is the net result, the accumulation of your achievements. And you only truly fail by letting smaller failures define you, by letting mere setbacks keep you at the bottom of the coaster and not trying to climb back up. So I ask you all this now. Whatever your coaster may be, try to keep climbing up that hill. When the times get tough and when you feel like giving up, keep climbing and let your failure shape you. I let my failure shape me by influencing what I learned from my failures into how I lead Omates, into the effort I put into games and practices for water polo. I let the people I had around me, my peers, my mentors, and my teammates, help lift me back up when I climb, because we're not alone in our pursuit for success. Look around. None of us are alone. My failure proved that success and failure cannot be defined by merely one event, and rather, success is better when you have those drops to make you appreciate success. Because life, just like a roller coaster, it's not one climb. You don't get to success immediately, but rather, it takes time and effort, and eventually I got there. My roller coaster isn't over, but when it is, I will have appreciated the drops, the hills, the loops, and the turns that make me into the man, the leader, and Aleph I am and aspire to be. Thank you.